You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Thank you, Big Al. Appreciate it. Brand new intro. Well, same music, just a little bit different. Sauced up, spiced up a little bit, juiced up. Yeah, thanks to Al and Spencer for putting that together. Appreciate it. As a lot of changes in the offing within the next 24 hours here on KGYM. 1600 ESPN, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio's app. And thank you for listening here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on the Gym Class here on KGYM. We are presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at dupaco.com. Busy week. College football getting underway in earnest this week. We had high school football last Friday and Saturday getting underway. We're still a couple of weeks away from the NFL. Some cuts starting to come down the line, et cetera, et cetera. The deadline for that is coming up tomorrow afternoon. Zach Johnson will be taking his captain's picks. He's been or the PGA of America have been putting out picks the last 24 hours as they have gotten together and he and his assistant captains and coming up with the team. So there's a lot to get to here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Welcome aboard. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes will join me in a moment from his home on the southwest side. Isaac on the other side of the glass as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on the Gym Class program, brought to you each and every day by DePaco Community Credit Union. Love to hear from you out there. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. 319-366-1600. That's phone line if you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call. That is also 319-366-1600. We will get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on 1st Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall. We will get to that coming up in just a little bit, as Mark will let us know the latest as far as what is happening in the world of sports. But we bring both Mark and Isaac in right now. Mark, good afternoon. I don't hear Mark. Mark, are you there? I heard you earlier. Whoop, he says lost you. Okay. That's my bad. I should look at everything that's going on right now. We'll get Mark back on right now and get him back there. Isaac, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Good weekend?
Yeah, it was all right. Pretty busy. I had a thing for Z on Saturday that I had to do. Luckily, Ryan was able to, I think everything went well for the IndyCar race yesterday.
So good race, too.
Yeah, it seemed like other than that, yeah, it was a pretty uneventful weekend, but sometimes it's nice to actually spend time doing whatever you want to do instead of schoolwork and other work.
It's the last uneventful weekend of the fall.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty busy. Yeah.
I got news for you, so hope everybody enjoyed it out there. Mark's back with us now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, Isaac, everyone out there, and yeah, I lost you for a minute. I guess better now than this morning when I was on the operating room table.
But you're fine. You're okay.
I'm good to go, man. Let's go.
Yeah, and why not? College football underway with week zero. No big surprises, certainly, although the game that we had for you, when it finally got started, they had, an hour 45-minute lightning delay? I got into the car after the Kennedy Dowling game on Saturday night, leaving, going back home, turn on KGYM, and I hear music. Oh, well, that was a quick game. Then it came on, and the deep voice guy for Westwood. Yes, this is the halftime report. I go, well, something strange happened, or it was the longest first half in college football history. But they did have a lightning delay, but that was the game of the day between Vanderbilt and Hawaii, a seven-pointer. Not a bad game.
No, it turns out it was, and I watched a smattering of college football. Notre Dame looked good. Hard to evaluate the Irish. Having played Navy, caught some highlights of the Southern Cal game, and I forget what else was on, but at least college football was back, and now it's back in earnest this week.
I was told take New Mexico State by someone on Saturday afternoon, and it's a good thing I did not, because UMass went down to Las Cruces and pasted New Mexico State 41-30. That was about the only upset. Ohio came within a touchdown of San Diego State. USC looked good offensively, not so much defensively in that game. But Vanderbilt beating Hawaii 35-28 was certainly, I think, the highlight as far as the weekend is concerned. Like you said, not a lot as far as on field stood out. I will say this, Mark. I will say this. The one thing that stood out for me on Saturday was it was the first time that we got to witness, watch, listen to, et cetera, college football with the new timing rules coming in, with the clock not stopping on first downs for most of the game. And I tell you what, it made a difference. Games went much quicker on Saturday, for the most part, and you're going to have less plays in there. I think it's a rule change for the better as far as the game itself is concerned. There was just too much stoppage in college football, and my first question to my partner John Haggerty Saturday night was, how long until we see this coming down to the high school ranks as well? With 12-minute quarters as opposed to 15, it's not quite as a big deal, but I thought that was the big change on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it or not. I mean, why is everybody in such a big hurry? It's going to save, what, 8 plays a game, something like that. If you're concerned about stoppages, do something about replays. Now, the end of both halves, you know, it reverts to previous rules. That's good. I need a little time to absorb it, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many. They're going to have to do studies on how many plays between last year and this year. To me, it was just tidier, if that's a good way to look at it. What did you think? I'm sure many of our listeners watched college football on Saturday, listened to it as well. Did you like it? Was it better for the game? Was the rule change progressive? Let us know, 319-366-1600. Or did you hate it? Did you hate it? Let us know, 319-366-1600. Like I said, I thought it kept the game going a little bit more. Listen, this is all due to television. We know that. They block out 3.5, used to be 3 hours, then it became 3.5 hours. These games are going 4 hours now, and that costs television networks money because they have to go beyond their 6 o'clock or their 2:30 time slot, depending on what time your game is. And that's the bottom line why that rule came to effect. Let's not kid ourselves.
Well, it's not going to cut a half hour to an hour out of the game. Like I said, give me a few games to absorb it, and I'll give you a better answer.
Yeah. Obviously, big-time college football coming up this week. Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI. Obviously, Iowa State and UNI will meet. We'll have that game for you on Saturday at 11 a.m. for you right here on KGYM and all of our frequencies. 1 o'clock is the kickoff time for that one. Iowa will host Utah State. That will be at Kinnick Stadium coming up just past 11 o'clock with the kickoff for that one. That will be Saturday morning at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. With that in mind, we had our first in season, if you will, Mark. Depth charts coming out today and some very interesting things in Ames. We will start there with Iowa State. And they had to use a lot more ink today because the word "or" was splattered around a whole bunch on the Iowa State depth chart today.
Something I've never seen, really. I mean, there was an "or" situation at the quarterback spot between Rocco Becht and J.J. Cole. The third quarterback, the junior college transfer, whose name escapes me, you know, may see action as well. I don't know. But the part I've never seen was at the running back position, five guys are listed, all within an "or" between one another's name. Cartavius Norton, Eli Sanders, and on and on and on. I mean, maybe that's the way it is. Maybe nobody has come to the fore, and maybe they all bring different dimensions to this team. I don't know, but I've never seen five "ors"
and
four "ors" for five different players.
Well, you've seen four "ors." It's been in a boat before. You've not seen five of them before, and they may all play in the game. I would bet my bottom dollar that J.J. Cole and Rocco Becht are both going to see significant playing time in the game coming up against UNI. Somebody's got to take the bull by the horns as far as that is concerned. I think Tanner Hughes is the guy you're thinking of. And there are rumors out there, and we're going to talk to Rob Gray coming up later on in the week, who covers the Cyclones for both the Gazette and Cyclone Fanatic. We will talk with him and get his perspective before Iowa State takes the field coming up on Saturday. And there are rumors to the effect that there are some certain situations where you may see Hughes come in and run the offense. So Iowa State could see five running backs and three quarterbacks playing that game on Saturday.
Hot hand type thing, you think?
Might be. Yeah. And as far as the JUCO quarterback is concerned, I think it's got to be a, you know, third and one, fourth and one, third and two, fourth and three, something like that, where they're going to go for it. Run, pass, option type of situation, and he can do both. And he's a big guy. I think 6'5", 240 is what they list him. And I think he's going to be in there maybe in those situations for Iowa State. We'll see. Somebody, Matt Campbell would love it if somebody in the first 3 weeks in the non-conference before Iowa State hits the Big 12 will want that job, will wrestle the job away from the others. That's what he wants.
I think that'll happen. But, I mean, if guys are equal, give them an opportunity, especially in the non-conference portion of the season, and perhaps Campbell really knows who he wants to emerge at the quarterback position. On the other side of the state, we haven't heard about Cade McNamara. We will tomorrow, I'm quite sure of that, as Kirk Ferentz meets the media. There is a depth chart available at HawkeyeSports.com, but I'm not going to go through it. I don't trust. This could have been written a couple weeks ago. So I'm going to wait for Matt Weitzel and his official release coming out. I do know Hayden Large is listed number one fullback on this.
I think he's going to be right up there with Torrey Taylor as far as fan favorite is going to be concerned, is Hayden Large. I just have that sneaking suspicion. Now, I will say this. There was, I know Iowa football put out a tweet over the weekend, allegedly from a practice over the weekend that did have Cade McNamara down there, but who knows? That could have been a picture from an earlier practice. Hard to tell. And, of course, everybody jumped on that saying, well, Cade McNamara is fine. He's going to be okay. He may be okay. He may be fine. Like you said, we're gonna find out a little bit more coming up tomorrow when the players meet the media, as well as Kirk Ferentz meeting the media. Todd will be down there, and he will have audio coming back And that will be on Tuesday. And a lot of changes, and we'll get to those coming up in just a little bit. What do you think out there about Iowa State, first weekend of college football, 319-366-1600. That is a text line you'd like to weigh in. That's a phone line as well, 319-366-1600. As game week is officially here. And there are games Thursday night. Keep that in mind, Mark. And there are some really dandy games, including, Minnesota and Nebraska coming up on Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even a Sunday game. And a couple games, actually, Northwestern and Rutgers, and a big clash between LSU and Florida State on Sunday. So I'm having a hard time putting together the Emil's Hideaway pick six, which will begin this Friday with the two of us, Spencer Wagon and Dave Alec. We do know some games are given. The Iowa game, oh, by the way, a 25-point favorite, 25.5. Where'd they get that number? I don't. But a lot of good games. I don't know that we'll pick you and I in Iowa State because that's a FBS, FBC, or whatever.
1AA and 1A. That's easiest.
Typically, odds are not established on those games. So we'll have those for you on Friday.
Yeah. And there is even a game on Monday night that we'll have Duke and Clemson.
Yes.
On Monday night. What is it? LSU is on Sunday night. And I got to remember who they go up against. Yeah, Northwestern Rutgers. Florida State LSU. You got it. Sorry, Mark.
Yep.
319-366-1600. The Thursday night slate. If you're wondering about it, we mentioned the Big Ten game between Nebraska and Minnesota. That highlights things. Florida-Utah, though. Florida-Utah will play at Salt Lake City. Remember, last year they met at the Swamp, and Florida upset Utah at that point. And taking a look at things as far as Thursday is concerned, those two are certainly the two games that stand out on the schedule coming up on Thursday. So football, college football is here. And what a great feeling that is. Love it. Love to have it here. Pro football, you had the final tune-up games, the final preseason games from this past weekend. And the cuts are, a few of them have already started to come down. I know Darius Fountain was let go, Mark. Tough to see. Hopefully he's going to catch on. He may even end up on the practice squad. Who knows? I know Spencer talked about this at the end of his program. The Chiefs with Amir Smith-Marset. Chiefs have right now 8 receivers, and according to all of the beat reporters, et cetera, that follow the Chiefs, they're probably going to keep 7. And it's just a matter of who that 7th is going to be. Richie James is in there. I think Justin Ross is in. He's going to be in there. There's talk about if the Chiefs make a trade this week, and that could be with Richie James, who knows, and Amir Smith-Marset, who's had some really good games, including the game against Cleveland last weekend, and he was actually returning some punts and kicks as well for the Chiefs. I think they kind of auditioned him for that to see if he could do it. It's going to be 50-50, and the other on-the-bubble guy right now for Kansas City is Mount Vernon native Jack Cochran. And It's kind of 50-50 right now. He got a Super Bowl ring last year with the Chiefs, as I mentioned, from Mount Vernon, played at South Dakota, and he was a great special teamer last year. I would love to see Jack stay on the team. It's kind of a numbers situation. I don't know how it's going to play out, really.
No, ISM has had a terrific preseason. 4 catches for 101 and a touchdown this past weekend in week 3 of the preseason. C.J. Beathard has solidified his backup role with the Jacksonville Jaguars behind Trey Lawrence. He had another really good game. The Bears, what a great story. You mentioned Darius Fountain, not such a great story. But the Bears have announced Tyson Bagent is going to be the number two quarterback behind Justin Fields. If you're not familiar with Bagent, he came out of Division II Shepherd College and has had a whale of a preseason. Whether he can produce in the NFL remains to be seen, but looks like he's going to be a backup there. And so many, I watched a few of the national shows today. They are obsessed with Trey Lance traded to the Cowboys.
Well, he's a Cowboy now.
It has to be the Cowboy angle because Lance was number three in San Francisco, and he's going to be number three in Dallas. Will Greer's had a great preseason.
Yes, he has.
I think he'll be number two.
Yep.
What's the big deal?
By the way, Shepherd, you know where Shepherd University is, Mark?
I don't.
West Virginia, 3,159 students in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. You got to know this stuff now with your backup quarterback from Shepherd College. You got to know
that. He's got to be the only one from that school in the NFL, ever playing the NFL. I'm not going to spend time looking it up, but one of the good stories in the NFL, and there'll be more good and bad tomorrow. The final cuts are due at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Some teams have already reached 53 men. The Patriots, for example, have done so, and among other teams.
Yeah, they don't. Bill Belichick's not wasting time.
No.
And what's new? What's new with that? A little bit more about college athletics. There is a realignment talk that we will get to coming up here in just a little bit, plus a couple other things. We'll get to all the other news from the busy weekend as well, and we will do that coming up here in just a little bit. But do need to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update right now, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. You can find out more, including their full menu, by going to our website at kgymradio.com or the KGYM Radio app. They're open at 4 o'clock 6 days a week from Monday through Saturday. Fully stocked bar and a family-friendly dining room plus catering. Online ordering with curbside pickup and delivery is available as well. Mark, what do we have on the scoreboard?
Couple big MLB series begin tonight. Milwaukee against Chicago. Yes, Jeff Wessel, I got your text. You can listen to other programs if you want Cubs in. Cleveland is at Minnesota, and that may sort itself out there. And then a good wild card series, I think Cincinnati and San Francisco playing. The Ryder Cup team for the United States will be complete tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Cedar Rapidian Zach Johnson, the Ryder Cup captain, will announce his remaining picks. The Iowa field hockey team, ranked seventh in the country, defeated number one North Carolina 3-2 in overtime on Sunday. Great victory there. The Iowa Football Leadership Council has been announced. Some interesting names on the list. I'll quick run through them. Deontay Craig, Cooper DeGene, Joe Evans, Kyler Fisher, Jamari Harris, Jay Higgins, Logan Jones, Luke Lachey, Logan Lee, Cade McNamara, Nico Reganini, Mason Richmond, Quinn Schulte of Cedar Rapids, Torrey Taylor, and Noah Shannon. Couple other items. Kurt Busch is officially retired from NASCAR after posting 34 wins, including the 2017 Daytona 500. He suffered a concussion last July and had not competed. And finally, the number two or three quarterback at Texas is going to make $3.4 million in NIL deals. His name is Arch Manning. That's what he's going to make this year. Right now, he's not even the starting quarterback.
Or number two.
Quinn Ewers is the starting quarterback, and Manning is competing with another freshman for the backup role.
Yeah.
Greg, don't come at me with the shared revenue stuff, which is the subject of our poll question.
Yeah, we will get to that coming up in a little bit. Greg and Epworth saying that Will Grier is going to be cut. McCarthy told him that before the game. And it's not official yet. I did hear some rumors with that as well. But, man, he's good.
He had a phenomenal game over the weekend.
I don't – maybe a practice squad guy. Who knows?
You don't know who they're playing, but
– right.
Interesting.
Yeah, 93-18 says Tyson Bagent's dad was a world heavyweight arm wrestling champion, Mark.
Look at 93-18 coming with the knowledge. Jeez.
And ended up at Shepherd College in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you on the text line. You can pick up the phone and give us a call as well if you are so inclined to do so. We're going to take a break, come back, and have more for you on the Gym Class right after this here in KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And we're going to have plenty of sunshine today. Humidity stays relatively low, and we are going to have temperatures in the low 80s. Tonight, we'll have some passing clouds, and temperatures drop down into the low 60s. There may be a stray shower or two tomorrow morning as a cold front passes by. That front's going to lead to a slightly warmer, slightly more humid day tomorrow, and then we'll have drier and cooler air settling in for the middle of the week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Welcome to Money Mondays with Farmers State Bank. FSB wants to supercharge your week, so grab your coffee and get ready for a financial jumpstart with these helpful Money Mondays tips from our experts at FSB.
We know you're not a banker, and your life is busy, but you need to take care of those finances too. Hi, I'm Jason Naber with FSB. Our personal bankers are here to help. You might be asking yourself, are all these credit cards I have affecting my credit, and would consolidating them be better for me? Well, what does financial wellness even look like to me? Well, we're happy to work with you and find the perfect products to work toward your financial goals.
Money Mondays, getting your week off and running with intelligent financial advice to help you get ready for what's next. Farmers State Bank, providing you with faster answers, stronger partnerships, and better banking solutions. Explore your future with FSB at myfsbonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Network Computer Solutions, this is Patty.
When you call NCS, Patty answers the phone, looks into your concern, and lets you know how soon one of their local techs will help. It's the human side of IT, and the way Network Computer Solutions has been doing business for 15 years. This high-touch approach makes an uncustomary difference for their customers. See how they can make your business run smoother at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions, their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Think of everything you love about your life, the people you've met, the family you've built. Now imagine it all went away in an instant. When you take a drug laced with fentanyl, even by mistake, that's the chance you take. It may be in cocaine, heroin, meth, even illegal pills that look real, and you might not know until it's too late. Remember, you don't know what contains fentanyl. Learn more at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up, there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Ready for an oil change? O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need. Our professional parts people can suggest the best products for your car and budget, like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil, just $28.95. Plus, earn a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate and double O rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you at 3:35, Gym Class for a Monday on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, got a great show for you. We are loaded this week, and basically because it's football season. We're going to start things off. Cal Eldred will join us. We haven't forgotten about baseball. Cal will join us right out of the chute coming up tomorrow. As Mark mentioned during the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, we got two big series going on starting tonight in the Central Divisions. And we will talk about that and more with Cal coming up tomorrow. And then David Eichel will join us. We will hear what Kirk Ferentz had to say and what the Hawkeyes look like. And is Cade McNamara going to be under center coming up on Saturday? And other questions for David Eichel. We will do that coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. 9318, Mark, is helping you out. He sent a link to a YouTube video about Pro Day at Shepherd College.
Take a look.
Go visit that when you're done with the show today. I saw the first like minute or so. It was fascinating, and nice stadium there in West Virginia for D2. Looks good. So check that out. Thank you, 9318. Appreciate that. 319-366-1600. If you would like to get in touch with us as far as the text line is concerned, again, that is 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And Mark, you alluded to this before we got to break, and it is the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his team on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. And it's being bantered about a bit. And I'll just let you go ahead and give the poll question.
How long will it be until NCAA athletes receive a portion of revenues? Three choices: within the next 2 years, 2 to 5 years, or beyond 5 years. Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com.
How about a fourth? Never.
Let's see. I get a full ride scholarship. Let's see. In the case of Arch Manning, I get $3.4 million. In the case of Caitlin Clark, I'm making seven figures. And now you're going to give them part of the revenue, which I know they help create. The sport doesn't create revenue. You got to give something back.
The number one rated field hockey team is probably not getting revenue portions thrown their way if this goes through. Like you said, I agree with you 110%. I know you can't do that, but if I could, I would. I think it's a question of where do you draw the line? I mean... Isaac, and is Messi making money off of his new team? Is he getting a portion of that revenue in his contract? Do you know?
I know he gets a portion of the revenue from the Apple TV Plus subscription.
Okay.
And a portion of shirt sales from Adidas. And then I assume it's going to be similar to the deal that David Beckham had, where there was a clause in there that when the next round of expansion comes up for MLS, that he only has to pay like $25 million or something like that for his team to get started, instead of like a normal expansion team, which would be a lot.
But he's not getting a portion of ticket sales, of revenue from the MLS.
I don't think so. He gets some money from shirt sales from Adidas, and then some money from Apple stuff.
From his personal kit.
I think it might just be all Inter Miami kits. Okay. I could be wrong on that one.
Well, who's buying something that's not saying Messi on it?
Yeah, true. The Inter Miami kits also look pretty all right, though. But yeah, I assume the biggest thing is that he gets to buy, or will get to have an MLS franchise for really cheap. And those have been pretty good investments business-wise, because they're really, really expensive and they've grown a lot in value over the last 20 years.
All very interesting, but we're comparing apples and oranges. Talking about pro athletes versus college student athletes who barely have the time to place a bet anymore.
Oh.
In some states, they don't have enough.
I'm kidding. Come on.
I don't know. The waters are muddy. Let's just say that. 319-366-1600. 1600 here on the Gym Class. Hey, before we leave football, let's tell you about our NFL knockout pool presented by Imon Communications, where you could win $300 in cash if you are the last person remaining alive at the end of the year in our knockout pool. All you need to do is go to kgymradio.com for the link to sign up, and then pick a team each week. If your team wins, you win. You advance, you keep advancing, you got a chance to win that $300 or at least share that $300. So go to kgymradio.com. By the way, new 1600 ESPN, kgymradio.com. Looks nice. Looks nice.
Very sharp. Very sharp.
That's right. Even with our four mugs at the top of it. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. We do appreciate it. If you are looking for the Cyclone Coaches Show tonight, it has been moved to Tuesday nights. So Iowa State fans, make that notation. It will be on Tuesdays this year, at least through the football season. I think on Monday they're actually going to, or basketball, they're actually going to go back to Monday. But for football, Matt Campbell's schedule works better for Tuesday. So tomorrow night at 6:30 until 8 o'clock, it will be the Cyclone Coaches Show. Matt Campbell's always there, at least for a portion of it during the football season, or one of his lieutenants is there. Jamie Pollard, other coaches for the fall sports will be there as well. So tune in tomorrow night at 6:30 right here on KGYM. Speaking of money, Mark, there was a lot of it handed out yesterday in Atlanta as it was the final round of the PGA Tour season. And if you need a loan, the guy to go see is Victor Hovland in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
18 holes for $18 million yesterday, and it actually took more than that. You know, for him to win a FedEx Cup championship, maybe some of the most phenomenal golf you and I have ever seen, as Hovland and Xander Schauffele paired in the final group. One shot 62, one shot 63. And raw scores, that is, not taking into account the allowance they got going in, both shot 19 under par. A matter of comparison, on raw scores, once again, Rory McIlroy would have been 12 back. And Scottie Scheffler and John Rahm, they each got beat by 18 strokes.
And they had, of course, Scheffler was the leader going in at minus 10 when he teed off on Thursday. So
shot one under for four rounds.
Shot one under for four rounds. Still cannot make a putt. And that's got to be... that's got to be a little bit unsettling to our friend Zach Johnson, as he and his assistant captains are together trying to build a strategy and build a team, getting ready to go to Rome at the end of next month. And in late September into early October are those dates. And those captains' picks will be announced tomorrow, as Mark said a little bit earlier on in the program. I think all together with the FedEx money, it's upwards of around $40 million, I think, that at least that's what the check said that Victor Hovland received. He's not going to get all that, obviously, but he's still going to do quite fine. And what golf? I mean, man alive. He and Scheffler are the two best ball strikers in the world, without a doubt. Difference right now is the fact that Hovland has honed his short game, and he has always been a decent putter, not great. He made everything the last 2 weeks. Absolutely everything the last 2 weeks. And the difference is Scottie Scheffler didn't. And that's Scottie Scheffler, if he would have putted average on the PGA Tour this year, Mark, probably would have five or six victories.
Yeah, in the case of Hovland, he did make everything. And he ought to bronze that putter. I don't know. But he made a big 25-foot par putt on 14. And that just springboarded him. Instead of being up three, he could have been down two. But remarkable performance. And don't kid yourself, all 30 guys that are you know, cash checks. The person who finished last made $500,000. These guys make plenty of money. I mean, $18 million. Yeah. Hovland said he lives in Oklahoma. He doesn't spend a whole lot down there. Money goes a long ways. He's kind of a humble guy. But all these guys make so much money. It's good, but you got to earn it.
And Victor Hovland's put the work in. Yeah, Emiliano Grillo and Taylor Moore shared 29th and last, well, 29th and 30th. So they took those two combined, $500,000 and probably, what, $550,000, $575,000, combined them and split it in half. So even last place over the weekend in Atlanta got a pretty good payday.
Yeah, it's a payoff for a year-long excellence, really, and then excellence in the FedEx Cup playoffs. And now we're through another year. And as we mentioned, the Ryder Cup is next on the slate, and then the fall season, and off we go.
Yeah, fall season, basically, to get your tour card, to get into good graces with the PGA before the year starts in January. For the full field, we'll be at the Sony in Hawaii after the Tournament of Champions coming up in early January. Solheim Cup team was picked today, and the Americans will get ready to take on the European team, and that will be coming up just ahead of the Ryder Cup, I believe. And that one, I know, is on European soil as well. And, yeah. Going to be a very interesting one. Rose Zhang, by the way, made the team for the Solheim Cup in just, what, half a year or a third of a year as far as LPGA play is concerned. So already she's a first-time Solheim Cup member, which is the women's equivalent of the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, Zhang, 20 years old and the next superstar, perhaps.
She is the next superstar, and she has arrived with a win as far as her first event is concerned. What's Zach going to do? That's the question. And like I said at the start of the show, he's been, I don't know if it's Zach or the PGA of America. They got somebody there chronicling everything, and they've shown them around the table. I believe it might even be at Zach's house, as a matter of fact. Down in South Carolina, where they are putting everything together and crossing the T's, dotting the I's, trying to figure out who they want. Do you think they've got the team picked right now, Mark, or are they deliberating like the NCAA selection committee right up to the last moment?
I think they may be evaluating one or two. That meeting probably was in Texas, where the announcements will be made tomorrow morning at the PGA headquarters. But you got six givens, automatic qualifiers, and then I think there are others that are shoe-ins or almost shoe-ins, and Brooks Koepka, and I'm going to forget somebody here. I think it's going to come down to Justin Thomas, whether he makes the team. Does Lucas Glover make the team? You want to see Lucas Glover as opposed to a Cameron Young, who's in his second year. Personally, not terribly impressed with the guy, but you got Ricky Fowler, among others. I'm a little concerned about this Ryder Cup team.
They're facing a very red-hot European team led by Victor Hovland and Jon Rahm and Rory McIlroy. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough ask for Zach and his lieutenants over in Rome. Quick break. We'll come back. The latest as far as realignment and a little baseball for you when we return on the Gym Class for a Monday on KGYM.
Make sure your cooling system is ready for the long haul this summer with preventative maintenance from E&J Geothermal. This smart step keeps you ahead of frustrating emergencies, is proven to extend the life of your cooling system, and can catch a small issue before it turns into a huge expense. Plus, E&J Geothermal is an expert in helping maintain your cooling system. Don't let the summer heat win. Schedule preventative maintenance today or ask E&J Geothermal about installing a new energy-efficient ClimateMaster geothermal system. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus 20 gigs of hotspot, 100 gigs of cloud storage, and more. All on the best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Yeah, sure, the players bring some skill to the game, but if I don't put them in my lineup, who cares? Not me. I'm Eric Rubino, fantasy baseball GM and league runner-up 2 of the last 9 years. I use the Progressive Name Your Price tool with options based on my budget. And for a guy that's used to being in control, it fits. Like this runner-up t-shirt. Champ gets a trophy, but you can't wear a trophy. Boom.
Get options based on your budget with Progressive, even if you're not a legend in your own mind. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3:51, back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM. One final afternoon Todd Brommel Camp show comes your way from 4 until 6, and then everything changes tomorrow. Todd comes back. He's on from 6:30 a.m. until 9. We are on our usual customary 3 to 4, and then Spencer on Sports moves to 4 o'clock tomorrow. Football week right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to get a text in before we close up shop here today. And Mark could hear realignment news coming up tonight as ACC schools are going to be meeting this evening.
Yeah, there is a call scheduled for tonight during which ACC presidents may or may not vote on admittance to Stanford, Cal, and SMU. They had some previous discussions, and there was opposition between and among some presidents in the league. And I'm sure they've had discussions since then. And it's time to make a call. If those three teams are denied, you listening, Big 12?
Hey. Like we talked about with Washington and Rutgers, nothing says ACC like SMU at Syracuse for a, you know, whether it's a basketball game or a football game, right?
It's true of a lot of leagues these days.
Yeah. A lot of people up in arms from College Game Day on Saturday on ESPN for doing a story on the realignment and how ESPN is just, oh, they don't want to see all these traditions come to an end, Mark. They took a lot of heat for that. And it's tough. You got to walk that fence. You got to walk that line. But that's one of the reasons why a lot of traditions are going down the way of the dodo bird. And they heard from a lot of folks over the weekend. Speaking of which, before we get to a little baseball here, the saddest part of the entire weekend was waking up and seeing the news that Bob Barker passed away at the age of 99. What a guy. He and Gene Rayburn, the two greatest game show hosts that ever existed, in my opinion.
Well, at 99, he had a good long life and decorated career at CBS with his hosting. And he had Vanna White on once during The Price is Right.
She
was a contestant. And look what she turned her career into. And no, he was a mainstay on the game show front. 99. How about that?
99. We should all wish to get to 99. Baseball coming up tonight. Your Twins are going to try to put a lock on the AL Central, Mark, when the Twins take on the Cleveland Guardians. And pretty much, like I said, if they sweep that series, that thing is all but over. Cubs and Brewers going at it tonight at Wrigley Field in the start of three. Right now, the Brewers with the lead of 4 over the Cubs, 6 over the Reds. Wild card races right now. Seattle, by the way, your new American League West leader in a great American League West race. And we'll talk with Cal Eldred about baseball coming up to start the program tomorrow. They've taken a lead over the Rangers and the Astros, but Texas and Houston right now are wild card teams by 2.5 games. In the National League, Phillies still the top wild card with the Cubs and the Diamondbacks. Cubs are the half-game lead over the Diamondbacks, 1.5 over the Giants and the Reds. Did the Cubs put enough with that schedule they just finished up, and it gets a lot harder now? Did they put enough distance between themselves and the rest of the field?
Not in the wild card race. I mean, fascinating all over the place. I mean, the Cubs have won 7 out of their last 10 games, but Milwaukee playing even better, winning 8 out of 10, including 8 in a row. So, I mean, not exactly the right time for the Cubs to be playing the Brewers, and maybe vice versa. I don't know. This is a crucial series, not only for the NL Central race, but for the wild card positioning.
Yeah, and then the Reds and the Cubs will get together over the weekend in the Queen City. So going to learn a lot more, I think, about the National League Central by the time we roll around next Tuesday, because remember, next Monday is Labor Day. Gene Rayburn's microphone was Hall of Fame on its own as well, says 5450. Absolutely. That long...
They didn't drink on that match game show, did they?
No, never. No one ever drank a drop of alcohol on match game. Isaac's laughing. He knows. He knows that by the time they tape Friday's show, the circus tent was up, and Charles Nelson Reilly and Brett Summers led the parade. All right, Mark, we'll do it tomorrow at our customary 3 o'clock. Cal Eldred will join us, and David Eicholt will join us as well. Isaac and Mark, have a great night tonight.
We'll do. Talk later, my friends.
You bet. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Back tomorrow at 3.
It's your apartment speaking, and I need some favors. When you're singing in the shower, just try going up a key. You're trying to be an alto when really you're a soprano. Oh, and if you could bundle your renters and car insurance with GEICO, it's easy to do online and we could save money. And then, when you read your murder mysteries at night, could you read out loud? But skip the murder parts because I get scared.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.